Peace, you guys. I am back, and today I'm going to be doing a little moon forecast because I just feel very inspired to do that right now. So today is December 16th, and the moon has just moved into Aries. This is really interesting. So let's break down what that means. So the moon, we all know that we are heavily affected by the moon. The moon goes through different signs every 2 to 3 days. It has to go through degrees to get to the next sign. Okay. So Aries represents the first house, and the first house represents the self. So understanding the moon cycles really kind of help you to navigate like the astrological wheel and how this, like what you're supposed to be doing at this time. I love, love, love astrology because it's not used just as like a social, like trendy thing, like, oh, I know my big three, but it really is a tool that can really help you to navigate your life and navigate, this metaphysical realm in a way. So some themes of Aries. Hold on, let me get to my notes, you guys. So some themes of Aries is basically this deals with the self and your vessel. So, and Aries is a fire sign. So right now there's a lot of determined energy. There's a lot of like you realizing yourself, how you perceive yourself. Are you happy with yourself? This literally has to do with your physical body. So for the next 2 to 3 days, if anybody's been like, I need to stop bullshitting, I want to go to the gym, or I want to create some type of routine, I want to do yoga, I want to do some cardio, I want to work out at the house, I want to do some type of dance class or whatever, this moon energy is good for that. It's very like Aries energy is like, I have to get this energy out of me. You know what I'm saying? If you don't do that, then there is a lot of just built up like stagnant like energy that's in you. And it's like restlessness is what I'm trying to say. You can feel very restless if you don't strike while the iron is hot, while you have this energy. It deals with your appearance as well. So even just looking at yourself like, yo, am I taking care of my skin the right way? Am I taking care of my hair? How am I presenting myself to the world? Like, damn, why have I been dressing this way? You know what I'm saying? Like, do I like the way that people, when people see me, you know, do I like that? Do I like the way that I'm being treated based off of my appearance? Am I coming off as confident, or am I shrinking or minimizing myself? Aries is a very confident sign. It's very, I want to pioneer new territory. Very, I'm a leader. You know what I'm saying? So this is also a time of like really getting into your leadership skills. Like how, what, and what areas am I a good leader at? You know what I'm saying? Like who's observing me? Who's watching me? This also deals with your personality as well. So just paying attention to the way that you respond to things. You know, how do you respond when you're hurt? How do you respond when you're happy? Like, how do you respond when you have to deal with other difficult personalities? This is a time of like really doing inner reflection on that. So, it's interesting because today I woke up and I was super focused on my business. I was just like, man, like, there are so many things that I want to do, and I don't know where I'm starting at. Like, there's things I want to work on my website. I need to be consistent. I was just really, really kind of going in on myself, like, with what I need to do. And sure enough, when I did the calculations, I realized that the moon is transiting my 10th house. So the moon is in Aries for everybody, but it affects everybody differently based off of their chart. And the way that you would find this out is, of course, you could download an app to find out. You could follow my page because a lot of times I have information up there. Or you can pay attention to your rising sign. Your rising sign is going to help you to figure out what house the moon is transiting for you. But on here, I'm going to share it with you guys. So, like I said, this moon is transiting my 10th house. So I woke up today thinking about business. Like, yo, is my business a great reflection of me? You know what I'm saying? Like, is my business, like, I don't like the way that business is going for me right now. I feel like I could sit up here and complain about the algorithm on social media and all of these other things. But at the end of the day, there is just work and structure that I have to put into my own thing. So 10th house represents business. It represents reputation and your status. So it just is funny, like once you realize and you put it together, it's like, damn, this is all connected. So for all the Cancer risings, this moon is in your 10th house. So this is you getting your affairs in order right now. If you're an Aries rising, it is in your first house, which Aries naturally rules the first house. So this is a time of just like reflection of yourself. How are you being a leader in your life? Do you like the way that you're perceived by others? Do you like the way that you physically look? This might be a good 2 days to really get into a good workout routine. It could be a really good day of learning how to assert yourself, your boundaries, your thoughts, your all of that. This is a good day for Aries to figure out how to pioneer new territory. Like, you know, what are you trying to get into? What are you trying to break into? Where are you making excuses in your life to not allow these things to happen? Okay, so that's for all Aries rising. This moon is transiting your first house. If you are a Taurus rising, this moon is transiting your 12th house. So 12th house is interesting because it's naturally ruled by Pisces. And so 12th house represents your spiritual maintenance. This is you connecting to your spiritual routine, connecting to energy around you, connecting to other people's stories, connecting to your story. You know, if you're not aware, whenever something is transiting your 12th house, it could be a time of undoing yourself or creating some form of suffering, because 12th house energy is kind of symbolic of like winter, where you're like, I don't really feel like doing anything. I'm tired. I want to sleep. You know, it kind of gives that energy. And so there's, again, if you're not aware, you would just kind of feel like, damn, am I getting depressed? Like, what am I sad about? But it's really just you needing to do some inner reflecting and just connecting, you know, to your spiritual life, getting deeper into prayer, getting deeper into spending time in silence, getting deeper into meditation or journaling, or, you know, having that one person that you can talk to just to vent about things. Like, sometimes you just gotta vent about some shit. And meditation doesn't look the same for everybody. Some people can just sit and meditate, sit down and stay quiet and follow the thought or not have any thoughts. For some, meditation can be cleaning. That's a lot of times my form of meditation is cleaning up. That's the time where I'm silent, I'm focused, and I realize that my thoughts have become clear. And or working in the garden, good form of meditation, pulling up weeds, planting things. Music, if you do music, you like music, that's a form. Like, there's so many different things in order for you to connect. So for Taurus risings, it's a good time for that. There's also you getting into your subconscious mind too. I feel like it could be a good time to, I like recommending like the book Feeling is the Secret, because it really goes into the subconscious mind and how important it is to work with your subconscious mind and getting into the dream realm, which Pisces 12th house rules the dream life. So yeah, it could be a good time to do that. Y'all can just listen to the audiobook if you have time. Okay, if you are a Gemini rising, this moon is transiting your 11th house. So the 11th house represents shared vision and expression. So this deals with your friendship groups. This deals with networking. This deals with technology, social media. For Geminis, it's funny because Geminis naturally rule technology. and communicating. And 11th house is naturally ruled by Aquarius. So this is social media, community, gathering groups of people. So this might be a good time where you're learning a lot on social media. And this is a thing I had a download the other day about how social media, if you're not aware, they have specifically, like we a couple of years ago were talking about, oh, they're going to make the metaverse, and everybody was like doing this fear mongering, like they just going to have us in the house and we're going to have on these VR sets and we ain't going to go outside. And we thought that that's what it was going to look like. But in real life reality, what it looks like is us constantly picking up our phones. Sometimes we don't even know. I realized that, what was it, 2 nights ago, I was studying and I was writing down notes. And in between me studying, I had picked up my phone because I was looking at one of the books was on my phone. And so when I went back to reference to the book on my phone, I automatically, like my thumb and everything just went to the Instagram app. And before you know it, I was like looking at somebody eating a whole 3-course meal sitting in their car. And I'm just watching it. And I'm watching somebody cut up a fish and I don't even eat meat, y'all. And fry a whole fish. And it's like I had to snap out. It's like, damn, get out the matrix. Like, I was like, when did I even make this choice to just get on Instagram and just scroll idly like that? Like, it was crazy. Like, so I'm like, they have successfully made it to where we just, it's like second nature for us to just pick up our phone and automatically go to some social media app, whether it's TikTok, Twitter, Threads, Instagram, whatever it is. It's just something that we do. We get bored, we get nervous, we feel alone, we feel whatever. And it's like, oh, just pick up my phone and look really quick, which it's nothing wrong with it. But social media should be used for inspiration is what I think. Because when we get on social media, it disconnects us from our own imagination. It disconnects us from our own vision. It disconnects us from our own mind, which if there was any agenda, it would be that. It would be, if I can get everybody to plug into one group consciousness on this app and we have these trending topics. Oh, this celebrity just did this. This just happened. We're all focused on that. Then we're magnifying that one thing instead of magnifying our own things that we want to create. Like life, when I think about it, life looks, and I'm going off on a tangent, but y'all follow me. Life looks so much different. When I think about life, let's say 5 years ago, even. 5 years ago wasn't even that long ago. But if I go back and look at pictures, I can go back to a time where I'm like, damn, it was so much easier for me to manifest 5 years ago, because Instagram was always there, but they didn't do all of the things that they did with the algorithm, where it's like you click on one thing and now you get hella ads and hella, you know, things that you didn't even ever care about. And you're like, damn, why am I now all of a sudden getting all these people sitting in their car eating full 4-course meals all of a sudden? Like, and now I'm just going down this rabbit hole because for some reason, I'm just fascinated by it. Like, it wasn't like that 5 years ago. You get on Instagram, you get to see the people that you follow, and that's it. And 9 times out of 10, you're picking what you're interested in. For me, I like knowledge. So I was following a lot of pages that were giving me knowledge about food, knowledge about, you know, the world that we're living in. And so that knowledge turned into inspiration for me. So when I would get off of, you know, social media, I get back in my real life, I'm like, damn, I'm so inspired right now. I just learned, you know, about food frequency, or I just learned about this planet, or I just learned about this. Now I'm going to figure out how I can, you know, help this to inspire me to create this. Now you get on social media and it's like a whole, like, it just is a whole web of unnecessary things, and you don't realize how much time goes by, how much time you give into looking at things that really don't matter, like truly, for real. Like, I think that that is truly the whole agenda, is like, because, you know, everybody a couple years ago got into like, damn, I need to get an LLC. I want to start my business. Well, shit, if everybody's starting a business, then who's going to, you know, work at these jobs? Like, oh, shit, when the pandemic happened or whatever, then it's like, and people got to stay home from work, then people started to realize, like, yo, I like being at home. Like, I like being able to spend time with myself, my family. I like doing this. I like doing that. So then everybody started getting into wanting to start their own business. And to start your own business takes discipline. It takes time. It takes imagination. It takes all of your senses. So if you get on social media looking for inspiration and fuck around in a rabbit hole, and now you looking at things that just don't matter, like truly, then it's like you've wasted so much time in a day. And now it's like, damn, it's time to go to sleep. Like, I went to work, I scrolled on Instagram, I did this, I did that. And then you're talking about what you saw. You're talking about celebrity gossip. So I say all that to say, just because Gemini risings are going through the 11th house, like I said, that's social media. You guys just try to be mindful. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't tell you what to do, but just try to be mindful about like where you, what you give your energy into, and think about it as if like, am I using this as some form of escapism? I think that when I realize that, like when I'm scrolling, I'm like, damn, I spent so long scrolling, but it was because I was trying to escape this thought. I was trying to escape this feeling. And because I did that, now I feel gross because nothing got solved. Nothing got solved. I just learned about Krishan Rock and Blueface having another fight. And I just learned about, I don't know, Carisha doing, like, it's, like it didn't do anything. It keeps you completely disconnected from you making progress in your own personal life, which again, still goes into Aries, the self. You got to put yourself first. So yeah. Now, Gemini rising, you got a lot, but yeah, figure out how to use social media the right way. Figure out how to use your friendships correctly. You know, are you there for your friends? Are you showing up for your friends? Are your friends showing up for you? You know, what is your social life like? What kind of community are you building? Do you need to have a community around you? With, if you're going through something, are you isolating yourself or are you relying on your community? Okay, if you're Cancer rising, I already briefly spoke about this. So Cancer rising, you're going through the 10th house. So 10th house is your public image and ambitions. So for the next 2 days, this is a good time to really focus on your ambition. Like, what is it that you want to create? What is it? What vision do you have for yourself? Even if it's small goals, you know what I'm saying? Like, just really give energy into that. What is your role in your community, with your family, with your friends? Do you like the career that you're in right now? You know, if you don't, then what are the steps necessary to change that situation? If you are a Leo rising, this moon is going through your 9th house. 9th house is expanded perception. 9th house deals with philosophy. It deals with expansion. So anything that you are giving energy into for the next 2 to 3 days can expand greatly. So be mindful about what you're giving energy into. You know, if it's feelings, then you're going to have real big feelings at this time. If it's whatever it is, it just is a time where, you know, it could be a good, because 9th house deals with luck. So try to really focus on your luck and like things that you like and not things that you don't like at this time, okay? Also, this is a good time to learn something new because 9th house deals with higher education. It also deals with travel. If you are been wanting to plan a trip, you know, when we get into the springtime or whatever, it might be a good time to look at tickets right now, get together and organize it with your partner, with your group, whatever. It's a good day for that, for Leo risings. Okay, if you are a Virgo rising, this moon is going through your eighth house, which is shared resources. So this deals with the eighth house is so interesting because, like I said, it's naturally ruled by Scorpio. So if you think about the eighth house, like this is like, how are you sharing yourself? When I think about that, it's like, how are you sharing yourself? Are you hiding yourself? Are you creating a safe space for intimacy with yourself and with your partner? What do your finances look like right now? You know what I'm saying? Like, eighth house could be overindulging in a lot of things. Like, oh, I don't want to face these feelings, or, oh, I just feel really good. So you could be overindulging and eating a whole bunch of stuff. You don't want to, you like, damn, I need to really chill. Or you could be overindulging and spending money on a lot of things. You could be overindulging in gossip. You could be overindulging in, I don't know, negative self-talk. That's really what this is about. And Virgo placements are already very self-critical. So when you're transiting in the eighth house, it could be a very uncomfortable time for Virgo placements. So just be mindful that it's not always your energy. It's just an experience because of the moon. So yeah, if you really want to get into it, eighth house also deals with the occult. And divination. So if you're a person who does tarot or a person who is interested in getting a reading, this could be a good time to get messages, you know, sent to you right now, while the moon is in your eighth house. Or just like channeling, you know, writing things down, like what messages are you receiving? All right, if you are a Libra rising, this moon is in your seventh house, which Libra naturally rules seventh house. So this is about contractual relationships, Libra rising. So this is, you know, you evaluating what are you committed to and if you have commitment issues with anything. Are you somebody that's indecisive? You'll say that you'll do something and then you change your mind. You don't want to do it anymore. Like, what areas of life are you like that with? This can also show and highlight, like, where are you codependent at right now? Because, you know, seventh house is about partnerships. So there are good partnerships where you are interdependent, and then there are other partnerships where you might be codependent. And it doesn't have to be, like, with a person. It could also be, I don't know, like, I'm codependent. You could be like, I'm codependent with doing this certain thing, or I feel like this won't go right, or whatever. Just like really evaluate that. Really pay attention to anything that you have to sign, any documents that you have to sign in the next 2 to 3 days, and just make sure that you're reading it and that it really goes in your favor. Be mindful about spiritual contracts that you can have with people. You know what I'm saying? Like, seventh house is a very charming, flirty type of energy. So, you know, if you're single and you like, damn, I'm trying to connect with somebody, be mindful about, is this somebody I'm supposed to be connecting with? Do I really want to create that spiritual contract with this person right now? Is that the energy that I'm on? Is this person in alignment with where I'm trying to go and what my soul's purpose is? We be forgetting about that. That's the other thing about freaking distractions. I'm about to go off on a tangent again. That's the other thing about distractions is we have work to do. We have a major purpose here, and it's really easy to forget about that and just get into the group think, group consciousness. Like, I go to work, I hang out with my friends, I got my family, I do this, but like, those things don't really build towards what your soul's contract, since we're talking about contracts, what your soul's contract is here. So, you know, take time to really, and that's for all signs right now, Take time to really think, like, what am I supposed to be doing here? And it's not always something big. Like, I think when people are like, oh, I have a purpose, not to say that, you know, it can't be big. It's like, oh, I have a purpose. Sometimes your purpose is to connect with, have a better relationship with your mother because she didn't have a good relationship with her mother. Or sometimes it could be learning how to have confidence. Sometimes it could be just something simple, but then it could also be something big. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. All right. That was Libra. Okay, so if you are a Scorpio rising, this moon is going through your sixth house. Sixth house is physical life maintenance. So sixth house is about routines. This is also a time where you really want to pay attention to your health. Health all the way around, your mental health, your nervous system, your spiritual health, your relationship health, all of those things. This is a good time to do a detox. It could be an actual, you know, detox from food, or it could be a detox from social media. It could be a detox from people. It could be a detox from something, because sixth house is about regrounding yourself. Regrounding yourself, cutting off, you know, the excess bullshit and really getting into what is important and what is actually helping me to grow. Okay. Yeah. And also a good time to get into your obligations. Whatever you've been putting off and procrastinating, stop that shit. Do it. Stop saying you're going to get to it later. Do it right now. I don't care if it's something as simple as going to put a cup back in the sink. Go do it right now. All right. If you are a Sagittarius rising, this moon is in your fifth house, which is the house of pleasure, vision, and expression. This is also a representation of your inner child as well. So this is a good time to figure out how to express yourself creatively, okay? But if you feel a little bit heavier, this might be a good time to check in with your inner child, all right? Inner child meditations are very important. Check in with the inner child. You know, if you're feeling triggered lately, when you go to work, when you're in your relationship, you're talking to people and you're like, damn, why am I so triggered? Your inner child is like, you triggered because this is what we dealt with in our childhood and we need to, you know, deal with this before we run everybody off. All right. So that's that energy. But yeah, find a way to express and create as much as you can, whatever that looks like for you. Creativity comes in different forms. So yeah, whatever that looks like for you. If you are a Capricorn rising, this moon is going through your fourth house. The fourth house deals with ancestral energy, the mother, your home, and your foundation. So this might be a good time to really connect to family. This might be a good time to connect to your ancestors. This might be a good time to focus on building stability, you know, for your home, or even just doing maintenance around your home, cleaning, doing some spiritual cleaning around the house, tending to your altar if you're into that. Doing a cleanse, a spiritual cleanse, spiritual cleansing shower or bath. Yeah, good time for that. Yeah. If you are a Aquarius rising, this moon is in your third house, which deals with familiar perception. So this deals with, how can I put it? Your environment. Do you like the environment that you're in? Are you triggered by your environment? If you're triggered, then think about your childhood environment and what triggered you then. This deals with communication as well. Third house is communication. This deals with technology too. So are you communicating effectively? You know, are you moving through life too fast? You're doing too much. You're not really paying attention to yourself. You're not checking in with yourself. This deals with paying attention to your behaviors and habits and thought patterns. Pay attention to your thought patterns. What type of thought cycles are you on? Okay. And last but not least, if you are a Pisces rising, this moon is in your second house, which deals with resources and essential needs. So the second house is naturally ruled by Taurus. This deals with what you value. This deals with financial security, your assets, money, and most important, your self-worth. Okay. How are you valuing yourself? Are you enhancing your skill sets? Are you making yourself an asset? I've been saying this little kind of prayer to myself, like, please allow me to be an asset and learn something new. Because that makes you valuable. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're automatically valuable. But like, the more you learn, the more you listen, the more you allow yourself to be teachable, you allow yourself to be open. And on a spiritual level, you allow yourself to be open to spirit as well. You have to think, we have these clouds of consciousness that are around, and these are called ideas, right? So like, there is nothing new under the sun. You ever wonder why you just randomly get this like amazing idea out of nowhere, and you're like, oh man, I gotta act on it. Think about all of the spirits that are around us that maybe they didn't get to have these ideas manifest in the physical reality, and they're just looking for a physical vessel to be open to create in a good vision. Good visions and good ideas. So, you know, how do you make yourself open and valuable, not only to the physical, but also to the spiritual as well? All right, Pisces rising. And that goes for everybody, okay? So I just wanted to do a quick moon check-in. This wasn't meant to be a long podcast. Mainly just, you know, a point of reference to understand how to utilize these moon cycles the correct way. So thank y'all for listening. If you have any questions, you can, I believe, send me a voice message on here. You can follow me on Instagram if you don't already, at Solaris the High Priestess, which is guided soul work. Or you can go to my website, solaristthehighpriestess.com. And all of that good stuff. Thank y'all for tuning in. I appreciate all of my listeners, whether it's one or 1,000. I appreciate y'all.